Welcome to the iOconic podcast with me, Kathleen Gia, previously a Melbourne bridal designer, and now The Wedding Theories, a mentoring business specifically designed for the wedding industry.
And your co-host, Sarah Tippett of Bridal Editor, a purely fashion-led bridal space built to inspire brides, as well as working with brands and boutiques on social media management and copywriting.
In each and every episode, we're unpicking the seams of the wedding industry
and asking the bridal business questions you've always wanted to ask.
Listen in every fortnight for valuable takeaway tips and answers to your burning questions. Let's dive in. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the first episode of the iOconic podcast. My name is Kathleen, and together with Sarah, we created a podcast just for you, The Wedding Pros.
Is that
Hello.
It?
Yeah, that was perfect. Okay, Kathleen, we might as well start with you. Tell us a little bit more about your business.
Sure. So I was the owner of Kathleen Gia, the bridal label. I had that for 10 years until I retired a year ago. And now I run The Wedding Theories, which is a business mentoring for the wedding professionals.
Amazing. And how long have you been in the industry then?
I've been in the industry for about 15 years, believe it or not.
And what's your expertise?
My expertise, I guess, is just being your own business, small business owner. You kind of do absolutely everything from admin to designing to like photo shoot, from even just cleaning the boutique. My expertise will be just small business management for the wedding business. Obviously, I have a very strong design background and also marketing, which I particularly love, and strangely, finance.
That's great. So you can basically help businesses with kind of like every aspect of running a business, from the good, the bad, the ugly kind of thing.
Pretty much, yeah. And it's all real life experience, you know, like you name it, I've been through it. All right. Well, and Sarah, tell us a bit about you and what you do. So I guess the first question is, what is your business?
So my business is Bridal Editor. It's a website devoted to just purely bridal fashion. Like a lot of wedding blogs kind of cover the whole deal, from like wedding venues to favors to entertainment, the whole kind of every aspect of the wedding day. But with Bridal Editor, it's purely bridal fashion, helping brides, you know, discover and get inspired by all of the amazing designers out there, and as well as accessories like jewelry, the shoes, bags, anything like that. I'm going to be talking about it. So, and then the other side, I also like have a freelance business where I work with lots of different brands and boutiques in numerous ways, from helping them manage their social media to writing website copy for them or monthly blogs, anything like that. Even kind of content creation, like within their boutiques for Instagram. So there's a whole multitude of ways that I work with.
And how long have you been in the industry?
It's, I'm thinking it's a decade now. So I started out at various wedding magazines back in the day. And sadly, a few of those currently aren't around anymore, which is a shame. But yeah, I kind of grew up in working on mags and websites and things like that, and until I finally took the leap to go and work by myself on Bridal Editor, which was the best thing I've ever done. So yeah, it's been a ride. So
awesome. And what's your expertise? I mean, I think we could all agree it's probably media. I'll let you answer that question.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Just yeah, working with brands kind of on how to get their brand out there, obviously kind of writing and content creation, that kind of thing. So, you know, I'm super passionate about the industry, like genuinely get so excited, like discovering new brands or, you know, working with a new client. Yeah, obsessed, I think is the word. I think we both agree we're a little bit a bit geeky over yes. the industry.
Yes, so, we do like the industry, hence why we're creating this podcast. I think we just want to create a community and also just, you know, support in the industry. I think they really need that. It can often be quite a lonely journey. So we want to create some sort of like, club to kind of make you feel welcome, and us talking about some of the things we know and giving you a helping hand along the way, and also for you to interact with us and, you know, just feel like you're not doing this by yourself.
Exactly. I think, I know we've kind of chatted about this, but that's the whole kind of deal with it. I think as a small business owner, and if you're, you know, working by yourself, especially, there are questions that come up, you know, day to day, you know, like, and you're like, who can I chat to about this really? And, you know, you need someone to chat to about it. And yeah, we want to be those people for you, and we want to build a community that, you know, there's loads of experts out there, and I'm sure we can hopefully help you find the answer to whatever your question is. We just want to be your buddies, basically.
Yeah, be our friends. We need friends.
Yes.
this is us trying to get friends, actually. This is nothing to do with wedding tips.
Yeah.
We just need new friends.
Yes. We're just a bit lonely. No, I know we were going to say as well, how did we meet, Kathleen? How did we meet?
Yeah, we should probably tell people that. We met on the wonderful Instagram, like everybody else these days.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I know.
And if you do it right, you won't get murdered, which is what happened to us. We are friends. Yeah.
No,
I think I just reached out. Right? I just reached out to you when I did my second London trade show, Bridal Week. I think I just reached out to you, and then you were so lovely, and then we started chatting, and we physically met at the show, and that was it. It was back in 2018, I believe.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's crazy.
It's a while ago.
Absolutely. I think, yeah, we just clicked, didn't we, really? We went out to dinner. I tried my hardest not to say your wonderful accent, because I love the Aussie accent. And it just kind of started there, didn't it?
Yeah. And then, we just kept in touch. And, you know, even though I haven't been back to the UK for a couple of years due to COVID, I guess that's how we sort of this came about, is we, even though we are so far away from each other, we were able to kind of communicate and support each other virtually. So we thought, why not do this for everyone else that maybe feeling that way also, especially during COVID time. It was really hard for a lot of businesses, and we're aware of that. So this, even though that's sort of over, we just want to make sure that we don't ever feel lonely like again, like that feeling. It's horrible, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And like, it's, you know, we wanted to create something where, you know, kind of a supportive and inclusive circle for the wedding industry.
Absolutely.
And yeah, exactly. And like sharing knowledge with each other, and, you know, take away tips, things that are genuinely useful for the businesses, and just covering all and everything when it comes to the wedding industry, basically.
Absolutely. So that's what this podcast is about, the Iconic podcast. So if you like what you're hearing, make sure you follow us on Instagram as well. And we do encourage you to connect with us and submit any questions you might like to ask. And we would like to discuss them during our podcast also. And yeah, so this is us. Keep listening, and we'll be back next time, and let's chat.